Blog Talk Radio.
An All-Access Football Exclusive.
Welcome to the All-Access Football Exclusive. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand, and we have a special guest. It's O'Brien Schofield, the Arizona Cardinal linebacker. O'Brien, thanks for taking some time out of your beginning of the summer. How you been so far?
I've been pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, anytime. We appreciate you taking the time. I'm curious to ask, I mean, last year at this time, you were probably rehabbing, getting through training camp the best you could. This season, a little different with the lockout. Are you back to 100%?
Yes, I am. I'm about 100%. I really won't know until I start hitting people, but from a standpoint of running and cutting and, you know, breaking on the football, I'm back to 100%.
Nice. And take us last, I mean, for the people who aren't aware, I mean, you go down to the East-West Shrine game, you're the MVP of that game in 2010. A week later, you're in Mobile, Alabama, and I was actually down there. I remember them, you know, helping you off the field. You hurt your knee, you tore the ACL. I mean, what was those two light weeks like? I mean, you go from MVP to East-West Shrine, and then, you know, you're rehabbing for your ACL. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Well, when I got the defensive MVP, I was at a high of all highs. And when I tore my ACL, I was at the lowest point of, I probably would say, my career. I won't say my life, but my career, because it was like, man, I worked so hard to get to the NFL and put myself in the best position to go, like, get drafted early, and then I tear my ACL in a game I didn't even have to play in, you know, so it just really hurt me. But, you know, through my friends and family and God, you know, just working really hard and keeping the faith and just keeping positive people around me who will push me and make me work, you know, that really, I have to credit them to my success right now.
And then you work diligently, you get back on the field. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, playing with the Cardinals. What was it like, you know, knowing that you were finally suiting up on Sunday?
Well, I mean, at first, you know, it was crazy just seeing guys that I've seen for years on TV. You know, so I was kind of starstruck when I first got there. But, you know, it was hard at first because I really didn't feel like a part of the team completely because I wasn't able to practice. You know, I wasn't in the huddle with the guys. All I could do was go to meetings and work out, you know, and I really couldn't even work out with them once the season started. I had to do everything separately for that first 6 weeks because I was on PUP. But when they told me that I'll be added to the 53-man roster, that was like the best day of my life because I told everybody that I was going to come back and play this year. And, you know, my prediction was correct. And, you know, just walking out there on that field, man, it was just so emotional because that's what I worked so hard for, just for that moment. And even though it came in the middle of the season, you know, I was very excited to be able to add to the football team.
Definitely. And, O'Brien, is that going to be like the most memorable Halloween you think you'll ever have, that October 31st when you made that first tackle against Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah. I really do. You know, the crazy thing that sticks out of my head more than any game is the Minnesota Vikings game. When I forced a fumble against Percy Harvin on special teams. And that's when I got my first snap on defense. I played like two plays. And I was going to the line, and Brett Favre was making a cadence. And I was looking at him like, oh, my God, that's Brett Favre. So after that, you know, I kind of got used to things. But that was like my starstruck moment in the NFL when I was playing against Brett Favre.
Well, you know what, O'Brien, don't feel bad. I was talking with Eric Dickerson. I saw him last year at Heinz Field, and I was asking him, you know, growing up, did you have any moments or when you were in the NFL, and he shared a unique story. He said when his first game at Three Rivers Stadium, he said he grew up, he idolized and loved Mel Blunt. He says the Rams came down, and they threw him a pass in the end zone, and he said he should have caught the ball. It hit him right between the numbers. And he said when he saw Mel Blunt in the end zone, he was so starstruck that he couldn't believe it was Mel Blunt, that the ball, like, hit his chest and fell. He said we went to the sidelines. Coach Robinson asked him what happened. He told him the sun got in his eyes. But he laughed about that. So, yeah.
Oh,
so,
man,
I don't think you're
funny.
The only guy. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think everyone goes through it. I think it's just who's man enough to admit that, you know. I mean, these are guys you grew up watching. I mean, Brett Favre's a legend. And I, you know, I think a lot of guys would probably share the same sentiment. You know, knowing that that's your first time on the field, you're seeing Brett Favre, number four, lining up against them. And once again, we're joined with O'Brien Schofield, the fourth round pick by the Arizona Cardinals in the 2010 NFL draft. And he's looking to make a name for himself this year. And that's why we appreciate him coming on the show. Every year there's new players that emerge, become household names, and we believe this is one of those guys. It wasn't for his injury. Obviously, his draft stock would have been a ton higher, but the, you know, you got hurt, but you still got drafted the fourth round. I think that's great. I'm curious to ask as well. I mean, I'm sure your phone was probably lighting up. You were probably hearing lots of things from your agents, from scouts and teams after the East-West Shrine Game. Was there any difference between how you were treated a little bit after the Senior Bowl and when you got hurt?
You know, I just couldn't believe that the naysayers, you know, and the doubters. I mean, I haven't had an easy life, so I knew I was mentally tough to get through a knee injury. Like at Wisconsin, we've had a lot of guys that tore the ACL and had very successful careers in the NFL. We had, you know, Matt Shaughnessy, we had Joe Thomas. We had Lee Evans. All of guys tore the ACLs and playing really good football in the NFL right now. So, I mean, I knew that I could get over it. It's just I couldn't believe that, you know, people saying, oh, you won't get drafted, you know, free agency, they're about to lose a lot of money, just take this year's a red shirt. I was like, no, you know, I love football so much that I put everything I had into to getting better. I mean, it was hard when I was alone, because I had to think about, like, what could have happened, what could have been. And as soon as I started just focusing on the things I could control, which was getting healthy, you know, that was half the battle.
Yeah, and then when you talk about, you know, rehabbing and going through the off season kind of by yourself, how sure were you that you were going to make it onto the field in 2010? Was that a guarantee going in, or were you sure they might have just put you on the IR and keep you off that whole year?
I was sure. You know, when I had my pro day, I did an interview, and it's up on YouTube, and I directly said that I will be back, and I will play this year, no doubt about it. I mean, no one can tell me what I can do because it's me. You know, they don't know how bad it hurts. They don't know what pain I can endure, you know. So I knew from a standpoint of I just wanted to prove everybody wrong. I wanted to be not only play but be productive, and I was able to do that.
And is that a little bit of a chip that you might carry your whole NFL career, like those teams, knowing how good you were, but, you know, unfortunately you got hurt, and now you kind of take that as a motivational thing throughout your career that, hey, you know what, you could have picked me higher, or you could have took me, but you passed on me type?
At first, that was my mindset, but my chip on the shoulder, you know, I just want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that changes the game. You know, there's some guys that come in the league and they change the way the game is played. You know, their athletic ability. Like, look at Randy Moss. He came in and made all those jump ball catches. And now, you know, you got Larry Fitzgerald doing that. You got guys doing that all over the league. And, you know, what do you say? Oh, he just got mossed. You know, I'm trying to be one of those guys. I mean, that's what everyone says when you jump over someone and catch a pass. They say, you got mossed. I mean, I want to have something like that where, you know, I change the game and what I'm able to bring to the table to this ball club.
Definitely. And when you look at those teammates, I mean, you know, as you know, you've been with the team now, you got to play some of the season with them and you're entering your second season. Who are the kind of the guys that you gel with? I mean, if you're going to hang out with a teammate on the weekend to go grab a bite to eat, who are you most likely hanging out with?
Oh, my gosh. That's tough. I probably would have to say, like, Darrell Washington.
Okay.
Me and him pretty close. We came in together. But, I mean, our team is so, like, fluctuated with, like, the age range. It's like everybody's at a different point in life. Like, we have a lot of married guys on our team. So, you know, married guys really don't hang with single guys because you can't do what single guys do.
Oh, that's great stuff. Once again, O'Brien Schofield, the Cardinals linebacker here on the All Access Football Show. If you caught this show late, you can simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com. You can catch this podcast, this show, however you wish. Listen to it once again. And like I said, we appreciate O'Brien taking some time. Right now, I mean, where are you working out? Kind of probably staying in your football shape. Are you working out at a certain facility? Are you working out privately?
I'm working out privately. I actually, for a little bit, I was working with Agent Wilson. at the Athlete Zone in Scottsdale, Arizona. But, I mean, that stuff got expensive, man. So I kind of just got me like a membership at LA Fitness. And, I mean, with the stuff I've been doing, I put on 10 pounds. And, I mean, I have all the agility stuff, you know, from the ladders, the hand pads, the resistant bands. So I have one of my great friends from college. He actually stays with me. And he's like my right-hand man. So, I mean, he's the guy that pushes me in my workouts and stuff and making sure I'm eating healthy and all of that.
And, I find it ironic, like, you know, on the, you know, the piece for the, you know, if anyone would go on the site just to read, you know, prior to a little tidbit, you know, on who we're talking to and, you know, a little bit of the background. You know, I say, you know, you got hurt and now you have the lockout. Is it, I mean, you know, it'll probably take you your third full NFL season to actually experience a normal off season. I mean, another strange off season for you. I mean, you really don't get a chance to work out with all the Cardinal teammates. Is that kind of strange?
It is. It really is. But I think that's going to show a lot about the guys who are ready, who are prepared physically and mentally, because, I mean, of course, everybody kind of got their playbook a little bit, like a little form of it. So, I mean, what you're able to study and you know, get the guys together, that's what's going to be on us as a team. So I just feel that, you know, with this short offseason, we got to look at it as whatever time we do have, we got to be prepared.
Nice. And your role moving forward with this team, I mean, how much do you think they're going to lean on you defensively this year? I mean, you know, how much do you think you're going to see time as a starter? Or if not, how many snaps a game you think you're going to see?
Well, one thing I do know about Coach Wizenhunt is he's not going to give me anything. So I'm really going to have to work for it and take that starting job and keep it. You know, I'm going to have to earn it. And from the media, from things I'm hearing, I mean, everyone's talking about me being a starter, me being the guy that they're building the defense on and stuff. That's all great, but it doesn't mean nothing if I'm not able to go out there and get it done. So that's my biggest focus is just going out there and playing fundamental football, not trying to do anything, you know, crazy, you know, because once the game comes to me, I mean, I'm in my zone and I play very well. So it's just getting out there and being consistent, getting back in football shape and you know, running around for a little bit. But my goal is to be the starter. I mean, who doesn't want to start? So that's my goal is to play for that starting spot.
And then switching gears a little bit, obviously Wisconsin had a great draft class. I mean, Gabe Kareemi and J.J. Watt, a couple first-round guys. What was it like, you know, when you went up against those guys? I mean, what stands out in your mind about each one of those guys?
Well, me and Gabe had a lot of battles, you know, especially in practice and stuff, you know, because he thought he was better than me, and I knew I was better than him. So, you know, me and him, it got real physical at the plays a couple of times, but he's a really good player. He's very competitive, and, you know, I'm interested to see what he's going to be able to do for the Bears. Now, the fact that JJ was like my pup my senior year because he played defensive tackle and he moved the defensive end. I mean, he was already physically, like, a beast, but from the standpoint of just learning the position and playing the game and just learning how to be that good defensive end, I mean, I feel like I taught him a lot. And after that, he took off and he did his thing. I'm very excited to see what he's going to do for the Texans because now that with an addition of him, they have a pretty good defensive line.
Oh, definitely. And one guy who didn't hear his name called, running back John Clay, what's your thoughts on that big back and what he can do if he gets his shot in the NFL?
I was a little disappointed that he didn't get drafted because I really think he's an amazing player. Not only is he a real good friend of mine, but I mean, you don't see backs like him in the league, you know, rarely. You know, you got the Peyton Hillis. You know, he has that John Clay frame and the way John runs that ball. I think that, you know, whoever gets him, they're going to have a really good player because I know he's going to come on with a chip on his shoulder. And I feel bad for the guys that got to tackle him because he's not going to take any prisoners.
Excellent. And once again, O'Brien Schofield joining us here on All Access Football. We appreciate you taking some time. Before we wrap up the show, we always like to have some fun. I call it sweeping the corners just to get some off-the-wall goofy questions at you. You ready to take a shot, though?
Yeah,
all right, 2011, when this thing finally gets going, I mean, if you know you're starting, who's that quarterback that you want to sack the most? I mean, who's that guy that you're going to kind of pat yourself on the back going, man, I'm really glad I got to him?
Vic. Michael Vic. If
yeah,
I could get Michael Vic down, that would really boost my confidence because, like, he was my favorite player growing up, him and Joey Porter. And it was just, like, crazy because now we have a chance to play him this year. And, I mean, that would really mean the world to me right there. I think if I sack him from there, I'm just going to go nothing but up.
Well, you know, I got to ask now, I mean, you played with Joey Porter. I mean, if you liked him that much growing up, what was it like sharing a locker room with him?
Amazing. I was just, like, shocked, you know. Like, when he first, like, talked to me and really helped me out, I'm like, oh, shoot, this is Joey Porter, you know what I'm saying? Like, coaching me up. But, you know, I really honed into everything him and Clark Higgins was teaching me throughout the year. I mean, that's one thing I really appreciate about my teammates. Like, they're really helpful, you know, and you could tell that guys really have a general care for each other. We got that chemistry, and, you know, we just – I can't explain it, man. Just to have a legend like Joey Porter, you know, in front of you and teaching the ropes and giving you up everything he has because, I mean, you don't even have to ask him anything. He tells you everything he knows. You know, he's one of those guys that he just shares his information, shares his knowledge about the game. And, you know, to me, I feel like that's going to really help me out this year and throughout my career.
And sticking with Joey Porter, I mean, you know, who knows if he'll be back or not. I mean, a lot depends on the salary cap. But you could be starting in the role he has. Is that even stranger for you, knowing that that's a guy you kind of admired growing up?
I mean, that's what you want to do as a student. You want to beat the teacher out, you know, and let the teacher know that everything they taught you, you know, you applied it and you applied to the best of your ability. And I think, you know, he wouldn't have any hard feelings about that. I mean, he played 12 years in the league. I think he would be happy to see that, you know, he can say, you know, I taught that guy a lot of what he knows, or I taught that guy everything he knows at this standpoint. So, I mean, I really would like to be in that position, you know.
No, that's excellent, and that's kind of cool, man. And if you could put an over-under, let's say this season, full 16 games, you stay healthy all year, let's say 7 sacks, over-under. You think you can get 7, over-under, if you're going to Vegas?
Over.
There you go. That's what we like to hear. And the final question before we let you go, if you could go back Wisconsin, line up with the Badgers one more time, who would you like to take down in the Big Ten?
Who would I like to take down in the Big Ten? I would have to say Terrell Pryor because I've tackled him a lot of times, but I never quite got that hit that I wanted to get on him because he's so slippery. I never got that good square up in the, you know, in the middle, in the whole hit with him, but he was a guy I would definitely love to hit.
Excellent. Well, hey, O'Brien, we appreciate you taking some time. We know you got a lot going on, and I know you guys probably can't wait to get back to work and start getting in pads and helmets, but we'd appreciate you taking some time someday down the road, get you back on to catch up, you know, on how the career's going.
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. That is O'Brien Schofield joining us here on the All Access Football Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Once again, if you caught the show late, simply just go to www.nfldraftbible.com. And there you can catch the rest of the show. You can download the podcast and listen to it however you wish. Remember, go to www.nfldraftbible.com. Thanks for listening.